tonight. Roll call, please.
Chair Gutierrez.
Present.
Vice Chair Poiker.
Present.
Commissioner Gilbert.
Present.
Commissioner Esbander.
Present.
Commissioner Gonzalez.
Present.
All present. Two vacancies.
Okay, good deal. Do you have any requests to speak on anything not on the agenda?
No, sir.
Okay. Next item is meeting minutes of June 18th.
Move to approve the minutes from June 18th, 2025.
Well, there's nothing.
Second.
I don't show anything on there. Hold on. Y'all, I stand corrected. Second, who seconded?
I did.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and no opposed. First item of the agenda, I think it's Dollar Tree.
Good evening, Chair and Commissioners. Tonight before you, Tex Green Incorporated has requested that the Planning Commission review and consider Conditional Development Permit 2024-0042. The site is located at 467 East Foothill Boulevard on the southwest corner of East Foothill Boulevard and North Acacia Avenue, as shown on the red boundary. The proposed site is located within the Foothill Central Specific Plan. Land use designation is Foothill Mixed Use. Existing parcel is roughly 2 acres that was developed as a commercial plaza. The existing tenants are Black Friday Deals and Chuck's Liquor. Tex Green is proposing to place a 4-foot by 4-foot small recycling bin for clothing donation services on site. The donation bin will be placed on the south side of Chuck's Liquor, as shown on green.
Hang on just a moment, Brian.
Yes.
So it looks like this is item number 2 on the agenda. Dollar Tree is item number 1.
No problem. We can continue.
Do you want to continue?
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
All right.
As long as we just reflect it.
Okay.
Perfect.
We're flexible.
All right. The applicant will empty, clean, maintain the bin at least 5 times per week. In case urgent need, the applicant will respond within 12 hours to address any issues. The applicant has provided us a picture, as shown on the screen, of what the bin will look like, and will have an accessible area to drop off the clothing. This slide shows us the noticing that was conducted, and we have not yet received any comments. In summary, per section 18.108.040 of the Municipal Code, the placement of the small bin recycling for the purposes of clothing donation requires a submittal and Planning Commission approval of a conditional development permit. The project is consistent with Goal 2-34 of the General Plan, which achieves waste recycling levels that meet or exceed state mandates. The project is compatible with the Foothill Central Specific Plan. The project is anticipated to be a benefit to the community by creating a convenient location to donate clothing. Staff recommends that the Planning Commission to approve Conditional Development Permit 2024-0022, subject to the findings and conditions thereof. That completes my presentation. Staff or the applicant is also here to answer any questions. Thank you.
We'll go and open up for public comments, and then we'll ask questions and have the public. Is there any request to speak on this item?
Yeah. No, sir.
Okay, well, before we have the applicants speak, I have some questions, but she doesn't want to go first. Is there anything legally requiring us to put these out there?
I don't believe so.
Okay. No? Yeah, there isn't.
Aware of any legal obligation that the city is under to allow these.
Okay, because I know some, like, stores that have to take in recyclables, and that's why it drives recyclable bins, but this is a little different. The issue that I have is that lot is poorly maintained. It's that store there, that Black Friday store, that parking lot's a madhouse, and it's not well cleaned. I'm concerned that this will add a lot of stuff being dumped around it if it's full. And I want to know what mitigating measures are planned to make sure that doesn't happen. So maybe you've had those conversations, we'll have the applicant answer some of those questions too.
Good evening, Chair, Commissioners.
Yeah, the request before you tonight is it's a discretionary action, right? It's not permitted by right. So it is at the discretion of the Planning Commission. As far as the maintenance concerns, there are conditions of approval included in the resolution before you tonight that basically are gonna require constant maintenance of the bin. Basically, if any clothes are being, let's say, overflowing out of the bin, just being dumped on the side of the bin, there are conditions that require them to address that within 48 hours. And of course, if we're having, you know, like a chronic issue out there where it's just continuous, the Planning Commission, given that this is a conditional development permit, does have the ability to bring this back for, you know, potentially modifying the conditional development permit or even revoking it should it become a, you know, a problem.
How is that going to be maintained as far as the being sure there's being taken care of the cleanup? There's a thing in the recommendation that will be done daily or weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to monitor that?
Yeah, so the applicant has submitted, as a part of their application, a business plan, right? And so part of their business plan is that they will clean the bin or empty the bin, maintain it, as Brian had alluded to in his presentation, 5 times a week. So somebody will be out there.
Monday through Friday.
It could even be a weekend or whatnot, but yeah, at least 5 days out of the week, they will be out there to empty it, clean it, and in order to prevent an issue of overflowing clothes or things being left on the side.
And the liquor store didn't have an issue with that bin being placed there? Or are they the one requesting it?
The liquor store is a tenant. So the landlord is Reliable Properties, and they have an agreement with the landlord to place the bin there.
Now, there's a Goodwill bin up by Goodwill. Are they under the same protocols?
There's another bin up there you're seeing?
They're another company, I guess.
Okay.
You'd say, which is Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
Are they under the same protocols to clean them? And
okay. Well, if there's a Goodwill operation, it's not currently operating under a conditional development permit that I'm aware of. But certainly there are still citywide maintenance codes in the municipal code as far as, you know, ensuring that the site is kept in an orderly, clean manner. So if we are observing it at another location in town, it's certainly something we can address.
So could we at least get an answer back if it's under any kind of permits at all, or if it's just
The Goodwill?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, that's certainly something we can look into and get you an answer as far as what they're permitting is on file and, you know, the state of the maintenance out there.
All right, thank you.
So this bin will actually be in the alley.
That's right. It's proposed on the south side of the building. Just the public alley is not the full extent. So there is about 10 feet or so on the south side of the building that is part of the private property. And that's where it's going to be located in.
That's not impeding emergency vehicles.
Correct. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I have a concern about the homeless.
Me too.
They're wandering around the city. And that's going to be a pretty good target for getting clothes and stuff like that and having them strewn all over the street or the parking lot. What's being considered for as far as eliminating as much as possible that kind of traffic?
Yeah,
so there are conditions of approval in there for various signage and cameras to prevent loitering. Those are basically the measures that are included in there today. It really will be an ongoing monitoring, right? That's basically what will need to happen. Assuming the commission approves this tonight, the bin gets located, it'll be a monitoring scenario at that point. If it's becoming an issue where folks are coming in there, vandalizing it, you know, breaking into it, dumping things out of it and all over the alley or wherever, then that's where, you know, this is the information that we bring back to the Planning Commission. Because again, they will be subject to that annual review. And we don't have to wait a year either. I mean, if we are aware of a problem at any time, we can bring it back to the Planning Commission if need be, if the applicant's unable to address it.
Let's have the applicant come up and
sure,
talk about some
absolutely
of the stuff we could. Don't worry.
Thank you. Chair, commissioners, good evening. I'm Ivan Lanskanov. I'm the vice president of Green Team,
I just came from the airport. I'm usually based in New Jersey, but I wanted to show you that we really care about this place. We've been in this business for about 12 years, and we have over 2,000 bins around the U.S. To be fair, we understand some people's skepticism towards collection bins for the reasons the commissioners mentioned. I must assure you, we approach this very professionally. We visit our bins very frequently. I can give you some operational data from the LA metro area, for instance. As they mentioned, we did agree, and I spoke with our base manager today. He also did agree to visit this bin daily during weekdays. And in terms of operational data, I would say that 84% of our bin visits in the LA metro area find the bin less than half full. This means that we visit our bins fairly often, although this comes with its cost in terms of staff and trucking. The reason is that we don't want to, well, to find the bins overflowing or covered in trash, etc. We understand it's important to keep our relationship with the local municipalities good. And we also usually have lease agreements with the commercial properties where we place the bins. Stay assured that we will be kicked out by the property if we cause any trouble as well. So we take this seriously. We do visit the bins often. We have our own safety checks and mechanisms. The bin itself, it's made of metal. It's equipped with a tamper-proof locking mechanism, so it would be fairly hard for someone to open it. I can say it's impossible for someone especially vigilant, but it's definitely not an easy task. How we operate, as I mentioned, we place the bins on commercial properties. We have lease agreements with them. Then our staff comes with small box trucks to visit them on a regular schedule and empty the clothes that were inserted. And I would say that's pretty much it. And I would like to add one more thing. We, in our agreements with the properties and, well, our arrangement with you, we are required to keep the area clean, so our staff would usually and always clean any litter that's in the adjacent area. And of course, if the bin needs some maintenance, such as, well, repairs or removing graffiti, that's something we do as well.
I don't have any problem with the homeless. I think that's another matter for the city to take on. But I do want to know, what is your connection with other organizations that collect donations like that?
Well,
are you tied in with Salvation Army or?
No,
do you have your own operation?
We don't have connection to any of the other major or smaller players in this market. I realize there are quite a few rogue actors there. Luckily, we're not one of them. We are a for-profit company. However, we do donate to mainly and especially to two charities, one of them nature-related, One Tree Planted. They do urban foresting projects and they plant trees, basically. And the other one is LEAD, which focus on drug prevention among younger students.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I mean, I appreciate all that you're saying. My biggest concern is the placement of this where it's at. That particular part of Rialto is not the most affluent part of Rialto, and there's a lot of colorful characters sometimes walk mm-hmm. around that area, and that's right adjacent to a liquor store, and the placement of it is concerning to me a little bit. And the cleanliness of the lot is already a problem. That's my only concern. I have no issue with your business and wish you the best.
I understand this, and to be fair, we've seen similar potential issues in other places as well, homelessness and, well, what you're describing.
Yeah.
I do believe that the risk isn't that great because, as I mentioned, we empty the bins very regularly, and people would know this. Seeing that the bin is maintained and knowing that there isn't that much to find around it kind of discourages people to attempt to break in or destroy the bin or pose littering.
Okay, so.
Wasn't that corner supposed to be developed?
I don't recall.
Daniel, wasn't that corner supposed to be developed? Wasn't there a proposal to put storage there?
There is a, I don't know if it's a proposal officially, but there has been some conversations of the Chuck's Liquor being demolished and making way potentially for a McDonald's at the corner there. So yeah, there is a likelihood that the Chuck's Liquor would be going away in the near future. Nothing confirmed.
That's what I thought.
Really? Yeah, so I thought too. You have a hard time competing with street vendors that aren't paying taxes, but it's good.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
Well, of course, we cannot prevent any person from littering around the bin or in the city for that matter. However, as I mentioned, we do clean the adjacent area every time we visit the bin, which will happen on every weekday. So,
every week?
Of course, I can't. Pardon?
You said it'll be visited every week?
Weekday.
Oh,
so
week
Monday to Friday.
Oh, Monday to Friday. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
As your colleagues presented, we made an agreement to visit the bin 5 times a week. I assume this will be every weekday for practical reasons. I mean, again, I cannot promise you that there will be no litter sometime at midnight.
Yeah. Long
on it. But it would be cleaned daily.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you have anything else to add?
I'm in favor of what you're doing, and I would support that as long as we can keep the area clean. And of course, you're going to work with the community and trying to keep it clean and provide a service for them.
We'd be more than happy to leave a good impression on this commission and on the city itself. So, and we understand it's important for our business to operate. So we do take the matter seriously. In terms of benefits, I mean, of course, there is the huge ecological upside. Last year, we've collected £40 million US-wide. In terms of clothes which were diverted from landfills.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the city or like its citizens do pay some substantial landfill fees per year. This would help reduce them, for instance.
Well, I'm glad to see that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Too.
Thank you. Yeah.
Daniel?
Yes.
Regardless of all that, if there is a problem, we can revoke the CDP anyway, right?
That's right. The conditional development permit request before you is the mechanism to make sure that this facility operates in a proper manner, stays clean.
It's after the first 6 months and then annually after that.
Yes.
And that's all fine. Right. That'll work.
That's good.
All right. Do you have any other requests? Any questions of staff?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir. Miss ma'am, I'm sorry.
Everybody
go ahead,
Robert.
Robert
confused. So. May I just make a small recommendation to amend one of the conditions of approval to memorialize what's in the business plan and what was described here today? So I'd suggest amending condition of approval number 5, which currently reads, as the applicant shall keep the exterior of the bin and the immediate surrounding area clear of any debris, trash, clothing items, etc. at all times. Clothing articles may not be allowed to be left outside of the bin or overflowing out of the bin at any time. What I'd like to add is one quick sentence that would say the applicant shall inspect and clean the bin and the area surrounding the bin at a minimum of 5 days per week.
I like that.
Okay.
I'd be willing to support it if we did that in there.
Okay, if that's the commission's pleasure, when you make the motion, if you could include in the motion as revised by the city attorney's office.
Okay. All right. Close up the community.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor? Good.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion? Want me to do it?
We got to include hers, though.
Yeah, we will.
And then you're going to make the motion?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do it. Planning committee determined that the project is category exempt pursuant to section number 15311 and 2. Adopt the attached resolution to approve conditional development permit number 2024-0022 to allow the placement of a small recycle closing donation with the sentence described by the city attorney to be added as a condition.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, all right. Keep it clean, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you. He thought that was gonna be your first easy one, huh?
Thank you, Chair and Commissioners. I'll continue on to the second item. Dollar Tree has requested that the Planning Commission review and consider Conditional Development Permit 2025-0012. The proposed site is located at 1295 West Renaissance Parkway within the Renaissance Marketplace, as shown in the red boundary. The site is zoned town center within the Renaissance specific plan. The site is currently empty. The previous tenant of the space was Party City. Dollar Tree is proposing to establish a single price overstock discount store within an existing 12,000 square foot vacant tenant space. The operations will consist of sales of kitchenware, home decor items, party supplies, arts and crafts, fashion accessories, and other related items. The store proposes to operate within the hours of 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. On this slide, the staff prepared a list of similar stores, which shows there are currently four in operation within the city of Rialto, with all the stores being more than a mile away. The project is consistent with Goal 3-1 of the general plan, which encourages to strengthen and diversify the economic base and employment opportunities and maintain a positive business climate. The project is compatible with the Renaissance-specific plan and the surrounding retail uses within the Renaissance marketplace. Staff recommends that the Planning Commission approve Conditional Development Permit 2025-0012, subject to the findings and conditions there. Staff and the applicant is also here to answer questions. That concludes my presentation.
Okay. All right, so the closest one is the one on Baseline, then, if I'm reading this correctly, right?
Yeah.
By Skaters.
It's quite a ways away.
It is quite a ways away, but I mean, how many Dollar Trees can you have? All right. We open public comment, and do you have any questions of the staff? I have questions for the applicant. Can we have the applicant up, please?
How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
My name is Mike, and this is Candy. I'm on the development side. I've worked with Dollar Tree for about 18 years, and I've been involved in all these out here in this corridor area.
So. And I'm the real estate manager for site selections for Dollar Tree.
Okay. So it'll sustain. You got quite a few already.
Yeah, so what we do is we do traffic counts and we do economic feasibility. And this one is really not impacting any near our
the one that's south of the 10 freeway. So this site is a power center with grocery outlet, Five Below. Our typical co-tenants that we are at a lot of similar shopping centers around the country. So we believe this being here, we can capture north side of town service residents from the north side of Rialto.
Yeah.
Being part of this center, also part of city bankrupt, and we step in and fill in, take over the space, so city doesn't have to have a vacant space sitting there empty.
I think you have one already off the 210 in Sierra, right? Fontana?
Yeah. Fontana.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 so this will probably, I assume the North Rialto residents are going to that one now, so you'll probably take away from that sales.
Well, a little bit, but we have a whole economic team and finance team, and okay, we do a lot of due diligence before we go into these sites. Okay.
You can't add a Dollar Tree in there? I mean, a Trader Joe's in there while you guys are at it?
That was right.
That's for economic development.
I'm just teasing. We need some other stuff too, but no, I appreciate your question. So you guys feel confident it'll be fine?
Yeah, we feel real good. We've been going into these party cities, and basically we've been doing real well in them. We've been taking them over. We took over probably 48.99 cents
only last year. Opened them and operating. They all generate very great sales.
Yeah, we did
a great business.
We did to our bottom line. I think we did 10 million.
I believe
we did some tremendous amount of.
You did enough.
And we improved the area. A lot of them were vandalized, homeless was living in. We came in and cleaned them up, painted them. And
well, that shopping center is our only crown jewel of the city. So
absolutely.
Bring your best game to that crown
jewel.
Yeah,
we will.
Center,
we will.
Well, we're going to open a door, generate business, and start generating tax revenue.
Yeah, we're looking forward to being here.
Yes.
Yeah, any other questions, guys? Thank you so much, guys. Right. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Thank you.
Have any requests to speak on this item?
No, sir.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
No opposed? Okay. Do I have a motion?
Move per section 18-66-030-.
Wait, which one are you reading?
Q right
here. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Of the Rialto Municipal Code, the establishment of a single price overstock discount store is subject to the approval of a conditional development permit. The project is consistent with the three-in-one of the general plan, which will strengthen and diversify the economic base and the employment opportunities and maintain a private business climate. This project is compatible with the Renaissance Pacific Plan and the surrounding retail. The project is California Environmental Quality Act exempt under CEQA Section 15301 of the existing facilities.
Andy, can you please, can you please read the second page too?
I don't have a second page.
Here you go, Brett.
Oh, yeah, you do. It's recommended that determine the project is exempt in accordance with the category exempt requirements of the California Environmental Act, sequel, Section 15301, existing facilities, and adopt the attached resolution, Exhibit D, to approve the conditional development permit number 2025-0012, subject to findings and conditions therein.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, good luck. Appreciate it. Okay. Community development problem comments.
Hi, nothing much from me this evening. I anticipate we're going to have a second meeting in August.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
So that's going to be what day? I have to put it in before I leave.
Let's see.
20th?
Oh, yeah. Yep, 14 days from now. So.
Okay.
Easy.
Make me math that out. I don't know. Yeah, so the 20th. I think that's it.
You don't want to update them on what's going on with the planning commission?
Oh, I can. So I would watch the council agenda as it's published tomorrow. I believe the commission appointment item is intended to be on there. So I can't guarantee yet till the agenda is published, but that's what I've heard.
So it'll be on their agenda next Tuesday?
Should be on for Tuesday.
Okay.
So we'll know then if we're on or not.
Or soon thereafter, I assume. Yeah. Okay. Planning Commission, I just want to comment because I've been probably about a year and a half or maybe longer complaining about Casa Grande and driving Vince nuts. I don't see him here to thank. But they finished that whole project on the Rialto side in North Rialto, and I really appreciate it. The Target employees are still ripping hell through there, running all the stop signs, and maybe that's something we can talk to the PD about later. And I'll give you the exact, it's 6 p.m. or 6 a.m., 5:30 those times, and bring two ticket books because you'll run out with the first book. But nonetheless, the road is wonderful, and I appreciate all of it and tolerating my BS on that. And I know we have no control of Fontana side of that, but I hope they finish Sierra in there because it's an obstacle course, kind of dangerous with low lighting and all that. You guys, if you haven't been up there, you should. But no, I appreciate everything. That's it. And I just want the code enforcement guys, if you can share the contact with me so I can give a hold of him. And that's all I have. I appreciate everybody. Thank you.
Move to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Adjourned.
Thank you.